Okay, say that again.
People. Okay, the people that post those comments become their own community. It's like an animal that's growing up all by itself. You can't stop it.
So, because Audioboo has the big corporate...
sponsors.
Well, yeah, they've got like radio, you know, people, and they put in commenting. And I'm thinking, since they're now called posts as opposed to Audioboos or boos, it's kind of like the big blogs on the block, like Huffington Post. And I mean, some of the you comment on the articles, nobody ever gets back to you because I look at it as they're too big and I'm too small. And,
yeah,
you know, basically, who the fuck am I? They're going to answer. I'm just going to throw out my two cents and go, well, your article sucks. Your audio sucks. I don't agree with you.
And then if everybody can read what you just said, then everybody else can comment upon what you said, what they said.
Right. But the big boy isn't going to say anything. He's going to let the little... Like, wouldn't it be like a royalty, the king and the queen say something, and then...
All the little people talk.
Yeah.
Amongst themselves.
Revolt! Revolt! Mutiny! That kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Or the rebel forces get together?
Yeah.
And me, personally, when it comes to Audioboo, I don't listen to any of the big podcasts. Why? To me, it's just, it doesn't concern me. I'm not interested in it. It's, I'd rather.
What do they do with the big podcasts? Is it like radio or television where they're giving you specific news?
Yeah.
Or kinda, they're just.
A specific topic, yeah.
Yeah.
Some, yeah. But.
Like talk yeah, radio. Or
yeah. Hell, I'd rather listen to Chicago.
Larry King Live.
I'd rather listen to something, you know, what was it, Bob and Tom, Man Cow. But I don't, me personally, they're just doing what we're doing, only they're bigger.
Yeah, what was everybody's favorite? Right? And the government doesn't like him? Or should I say, he's the government's favorite? Because he makes all kinds of nasty comments about the
Howard Stern? No.
Yeah.
IMS?
No. He's a fat man, has a bad back, and they nailed him for drug use.
Oh, Moko's thing, guy. Shit, I can see his face. Ugh.
Yeah, I can too. I can hear his voice.
He's bald?
Yep, kind of. He's always making political comments.
I can't think of his name. Oh, I can see his show.
And the government would love to shut him up.
Oh, what the hell is his name? He's got his own TV show, too, on CNN or whatever the hell it is.
I think the reason they leave him alone is
to quote... He was addicted to Vicodin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To quote a movie, let him rave on that men shall know him mad. Only thing is we believe him and not the government.
What movie was that from?
The Ten Commandments. The Pharaoh says, let him rave on, that men shall know him mad. And he was talking about Moses.
Yes, Moses. That, you know, I watched that movie and I was like, oh my God, the acting was horrid.
It was classic.
Oh, it was horrid. The way they read their lines and...
How they looked into the camera.
I thought, oh my God, so old Hollywood.
Yeah.
It made me laugh. You know, when you're a little kid, you're like, wow, that's so cool. And then you look at it and you're like, oh, my Lord, that just blew chunky monkeys.
I once watched Michael Caine, and he was talking about his acting. He's got an acting school. And he was talking about how if you ignore the camera, and the more you ignore it, the better it likes you.
Yes.
Yes, and then I remembered a lot of the scenes out of the Ten Commandments, and they went against a lot of the rules. But, you know, it was a different time.
I forgot. Who was that? Cecil DeMille? No, but...
And even he didn't make the movie according to the real-life drama. Because there was a lot of political things that people didn't want to hear, see, or know about.
Excuse me? You mean in the time that they made the movie?
Yes.
Oh.
Because the truth of the matter is, Moses lost his first wife in the desert, wandering around for 40 years. And he married another woman who happened to be a black woman.
You're obsessed with black women.
Well, I'm obsessed with the fact that people can't get over it. Even black people can't get over the fact they're black. So what?
I'm brown.
Yeah.
Actually, my birth certificate says olive. It does. I'm olive, really? Olive green. That's all I can think of is olive.
Complexion.
Yeah, really? I'm olive? Wow. And now you got mocha chocolate with latte skin color and caramel skin color and I don't know what else. Porcelain. Ooh, pale white.
Yeah, it'd be me.
You're not pale white.
Well, my face isn't. I'm a red man.
Yeah.
But the rest of me is as white as a ghost.
With Barney Rubble feet.
Barney Rubble?
Or Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, they're pretty big. What do you expect from a Clydesdale?
That's true. Mark Anthony and Pussyfoot.
Yes, you can keep the kitten, Mark Anthony.
But you have to take care of it. Make sure it doesn't get into any trouble.
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
It's a tough road to hoe sometimes.
Oh, and speaking, that guy over there, he said when I told him that I could rip somebody verbally into shreds, he says, "Oh, you think you got to me. But you didn't get to me at all." And I'm thinking...
Yeah, right. Classic defense.
You're a liar, you old coot. I did too get to you. Because you completely shut down on me after I ripped you a new asshole about how disappointed I was in your behavior. And you couldn't even come back at me and go, "Well, I am sorry that I've misled you or that I hurt your feelings." But... You didn't get to me. You think you got to me, but you didn't get to me at all.
He has no manners and no class.
Dude, I totally just... No. Mm-mm. I'm glad we can share these moments.
Yep.
Early morning.
Yep.
Where I have no idea what day it was.
Yep. I almost forgot.
You almost forgot. Uh-huh. We're going to have to get up, start our day the Folgers way.
Not me. Imagine a B-17. All four of those engines are cold. They need to be primed.
Your sound effects.
Yep. Gotta let the big radial engines warm up.
Oy vey.
Nope, I wouldn't be the fastest plane in the hangar.
I think of you as, what was that old creature on Transformers?
Oh, Skyfire.
The one with the beard.
Yeah, the cane.
Yeah, Skyfire. That's you.
Really?
In an old museum somewhere.
What kind of his mausoleum is this?
Oh.